We're holding on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We mentioned yesterday, we started a discussion of Machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, which started out seeming like a Hezek Sheinu Nikra Machlokas, which was the sugya of yesterday's Daf. But as we're going to see, it turns into a totally different Machlokas of Kone Shoge Gatu Mezid. Basically, the way the Machlokas was described in the Gemara was that if someone is mitame, midameo, or minasech, someone else's stuff, Rav Meir holds whether you do it b'shogig or b'mezid, you're going to be chayiv to pay. Rav Yehuda says you're only going to be chayiv if you do it b'mezid, not if you do it b'shogig. The Gemara said that seems to be a direct stira with a Mishnah regarding Bishul b'Shabbos, or a Brisa rather, regarding Bishul b'Shabbos, where Rav Meir holds that if you're mevashal on Shabbos, well, if you did it b'shogig, then it's no problem, you could eat. If you did it b'mezid, you're not going to be allowed to eat. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, whether you did it b'shogig or you did it b'mezid, it's going to be usher to eat for at least some period of time. So the point is that it seems that that it's a steer between Rabbi Meir and a steer between Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Meir holds we're going to be kones shogeg atu mezid in the case of mitame midameo minaseich, but we're not going to be kones shogeg atu mezid. It's only going to be us when you do it b'mezid by Shabbos, by Bishul b'Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the exact opposite. So how could it be that what exactly are the shittos of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Are they kone shogeg atu mezid or are they not? When we say that the Rabbanan had to make a knas, that something is aser, or that you have to pay when you do something b'mezid, did they automatically include doing it b'shogeg in that knas as well? So the way the Gemara finished yesterday, the Gemara that we learned finished yesterday, was that it's not a stira at all. Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are both mechalik between dinim d'rabbanan and dinim d'oraisa. How are they mechalik? Well, Rav Meir holds, when are we going to be kone shogeg atu mezid? That's only when you're dealing with dinim d'rabbanan. Since people don't, by nature, take dinim d'rabbanan as seriously as they take dinim d'oraisa, the chachamim need to step in and make extra chumras by dinim d'rabbanan that they're not going to make by dinim d'oraisa. So when it comes to Bishul on Shabbos, which is an issur d'oraisa, Rav Meir thinks it suffices when you have a knas on the mezid case. You don't also need to make a knas on the shogeg case. If a guy is mevashal b'shogeg, you can let him eat it. It's not a big deal, because people are not going to take Shabbos any less seriously just because we're not kones in the case of shogeg. Whereas when it comes to violating Yisurim D'Rabban, Metameh Medameh Menaseich, or Metameh Medameh at least, that people might not take it seriously unless we come down very hard on it, and therefore we're going to make a knas in the shogeg case as well. Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite point of view. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, since a daraisa is more severe, it needs more severe dinim d'rabbanan attached to it. So when you violated only a din d'rabbanan, that's when we're going to make a knas only on mezid and not on shogeg. That's metame midameya. I'm only going to make a knas on mezid, not on shogeg. But when you violate an issur d'oraisa, that's more severe. So we're going to make a knas not only on the mezid case, but on the shogeg case as well. So with those rules as the given, the Gemara now proceeds about 10 lines from the bottom, 8-10 lines from the bottom. V'rami d'Rabbi Meir ad'Rabbi Meir b'd'oraisa. We're going to find that there's a stira in how Rabbi Meir approaches dinim d'oraisa. Meaning again, as we just said, according to Rabbi Meir, on a d'oraisa, we don't expect to find him making a knas on a shogeg, only on a mezid if you violated a d'oraisa. But we have the following brisa, d'tanya. And by the way, this brisa, as Rashi points out, is not only a stira for a meir, but what did Nami do the Rabbi Yehuda kasha? It's also going to show a stira in Rabbi Yehuda's approach. Rabbi Yehuda, who generally we would expect to be kone shogeg atu mezid on a d'oraisa, we're going to see does not hold that way in this brisa that we're about to quote. So says the brisa, D'tanya hanoteh b'Shabbos b'shogeg yikayim b'mezid ye'aker. That if someone plants on Shabbos, so if he did it b'shogeg, he can leave it. If he did it b'mezid, he has to uproot whatever he planted. Uvashvius bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid ye'aker divrei Rav Meir. That's the key. That if someone planted during Shemitah, which is an issur d'oraisa, whether he did it b'shogeg, whether he did it b'mezid, Rav Meir says you're gonna have to uproot it. So what do you see? The Rav Meir on a din d'oraisa was kone shogeg atu mezid. I thought Rav Meir thinks that d'oraisas are taken seriously enough without us being kone shogeg atu mezid. So you see, that's the stira in Rav Meir. it's also going to be Stira and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shviyas b'shogeg yikayim b'mezid yaker. That in Shemitah, if you did it b'shogeg, you could leave it, b'mezid, you have to uproot it. Again, that's a daraisa. Isn't Rabbi Yehuda the one that's supposed to say, we are a kone shogeg atu mezid on a din daraisa? Why isn't he when it comes to Shemitah? Well, b'shabbos b'im b'shogeg b'im mezid yaker. If you plant on a Shabbos, either way, you're going to have to uproot it. So says the Gemara, wait a second. How can you quote that braisa and only ask the stira on what we know to be Rabbi Meir's approach to Shogeg Atu Mezid and Rabbi Yehuda's approach to Shogeg Atu Mezid from the case of Shviyas in that braisa? The braisa itself is a stira minehu bei. The braisa quotes two cases, not just Shemitah, it quotes Shabbos as well. Both Shemitah and Shabbos are dinim d'oraisa, and the braisa seems to contradict itself within dinim d'oraisa. Ulatameich tikshalach yigufa. Why aren't you bothered by the braisa itself? Michti hadoraisa v'hadoraisa. Both Shemitah and Shabbos are d'oraisa. Maishna Shabbos u'maishna Shviyas. Why then, in the case of Shemitah, does Rabbi Meir say that you're going to be kone shogegatu mezid? But by Shabbos he does not. Why then, in the case of Shabbos, does Rabbi Yehuda say you're going to be Koneh Shogeg Atu Mezid? But by Shemitah not. Again, we're going to focus on Rameir. Elahasam Kedektani Taima. But rather, you're going to explain that Brisa. You're going to have to go with the explanation given for it, that Ram Rameir, Mimneimani, Omer, B'Shabbos, B'Shogeg, Kain, B'Mezid Yaker, B'Shviz, B'Im Shogeg, B'Im B'Mezid Yaker. Why is Rameir says, why do you think I'm more Machmir by Shemitah to be Koneh Shogeg Atu Mezid than I am by Shabbos? Because really the halacha is, the rule is, by dinim d'oraisa, we're not koneh shogeg atu mezid. By dinim d'oraisa, we're only going to keep the kenas when you do it b'mezid, not when you do it b'shogeg. But Shemitah's an exception. And that meaning, because generally we're not koneh shogeg atu mezid, by Shabbos I'm good. Right? That's why I'm not koneh shogeg atu mezid by Shabbos, which is nisa d'oraisa. Shemitah, though, is an exception. Why is Shemitah an exception? Because people go back and they count back to the Shemitah. People are going to say, when something was planted in Shemitah, so when does it become, so when the tree is first planted, the first 3 years it's Arla. So it's first going to become Mutter Ba'achila when it's Netar Avai in the fourth year. Now, if that fourth year also happens to be the fourth year after Shemitah, people aren't stupid. They're going to be able to figure it out. They're going to be able to say, wait a second, how did this tree just become Mutter now? This must have been planted during Shemitah. So since it's going to be an ongoing thing, it's not going to be something that's going to be forgotten after right now. Okay, let it stay. You cook food on Shabbos, so the food is here. No one's going to be able to say, wait a second, this tastes like it was cooked exactly 2 days ago. You're not going to be able to make that cheshbon on Monday. Right? So it's going to be forgotten when it was cooked. But when you're dealing with planting, where you have an Arla issue, as soon as it becomes mutter, people are going to realize when they're eating the fruit, this was planted during Shemitah. So it's this ongoing recognition of when it was planted that causes the problems by Shemitah. And people are going to think, oh, maybe you are allowed to plant during Shemitah. Right? People are going to make mistakes. But by Shabbos, you have nothing to worry about. Dover Acher, another pshat, nechshedu Yisrael ala Shviyas, v'lo nechshedu ala Shabbosos. That the whole reason why we're not Kone Shogeg Atu Mezid by Dinim D'Oraisa is that we assume people already take Dinim D'Oraisa seriously enough. So our mayor just points out that's not necessarily the Metzius by all Dinim D'Oraisa. It really depends on the Dinim D'Oraisa. Jews are not suspected of violating Shabbos. They are suspected of violating Shemitah. Apparently, even though Shemitah is a D'Oraisa, people don't take it as seriously as they should. And because of that, we add an extra knas of Koneh Shogeg Atu Mezid when it comes to Shemitah that we don't do when it comes to Shabbos. Right? Meaning, this second answer compares Shemitah to Shabbos, doesn't really compare Shemitah to all other Yisurim D'Oraisa. Meaning, is the emphasis that we're more nechshad on violating Shemitah than we are on Shabbos, then that would tell me that all the other Dinim D'Oraisa would be just like Shemitah, that we wouldn't be Koneh Shogeg Atu Mezid, which would be a problem for Rabbi Meir, for how we explained Rabbi Meir before. What you have to say is that the emphasis is really more on the Shemitah, that Shemitah is less severe than most other Yisurim, even though one is certainly enticed to say that Shabbos is treated more severely than other Yisurim. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Hey says that when you machal Shabbos, it's kilu ovid avodah zara. Right? Shabbos has a certain severity, inherent severity to it, but nevertheless, that's you have to assume that the emphasis is on the kula aspect, where the fact that people view Shemitah as more makel than it in fact is. Says the Gemara, my davar acher, what's the reason for a second answer? Why do we need two explanations of what the difference is between Shemitah and Shabbos? Hachi kamar, v'chi tema Shabbos nami zimnin demikla yom lamed b'Shabbos di natahu yomuhu desalka leshasa v'ilo lo salka leshasa. If you're going to say, don't think people don't count back when they're eating Arlo and Arlo is over and figure out that you violated Shabbos also. What have you planted 30 days before the end of the year, and mamish on 30 days before the end of the year, it happened to have been a Shabbos? So once the Arla becomes, and it was the year before Shemitah, so once the Arla becomes Mutter, and once the Arla years are over, because 30 days counts as a full year, Legabe Arla. So once the Arla, once it becomes Mutter, Legabe Arla, people are going to be able to cheshbon back, wait a second, this was planted 30 days before, and they'll be able to cheshbon back exactly to the day that you planted it, and they'll realize that it was planted on Shabbos as well. So yeah, I'm not sure about that. If you look at Rashi, it says Zimnin de Sarach Lemimni, de Tanya Noter, Erev Shviyas Lamed Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, also Lo Shana L'Shnei Arla. If you plant Erev Shviyas 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it counts toward the years of Arla. De Shoshim Yom B'Shana Chashum B'Shana, Umutr L'Kayimun B'Shviyas, and you're then allowed to be Mekayim that during Shemitah. Pachl Mishoshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Lo also Lo Shana. But less than 30 days in advance, it doesn't count as a year. V'Asr L'Kayimun B'Shviyas, and you're not allowed to be Mekayim it during Shemitah. Hilkach Zimnin de Shabbos Ushanata Zeh Havya Yom Shloshim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. So the Shabbos that you planted it happened to have been exactly 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Umonin also Shana, and they're going to count that as a full year. V'yav a Batzer Uyoma Lava Salak Leishasa. If you would take away that day, it wouldn't count as a full year. Lachas Man Kishalchun Aperus L'Sof Shtei Shanim V'Omrim Lama Hutru Perus Halal L'Shtei Shanim. People are going to be eating it 2 years later. They're going to say, wait a second, these Perus have only been around for 2 years. They're going to remember that it's only been around for 2 years. How are they going to remember it wasn't planted on Friday? I don't know. Meaning he's saying that they're going to know it couldn't have been planted Sunday, because they're going to realize it's not a full year. Maybe it's the fact that they know it was planted on Shabbos, and this is just going to be a reminder. Because people are going to start asking questions about, wait, this has only been around for 2 years. Say, no, it was planted 30 days, at least 30 days before. And they're going to say, oh yeah, I remember, it was planted on Shabbos. And they're going to go back and think about the fact that it was planted on Shabbos. Okay. The Rashash asks something similar, though. The Rashash asks, I think he has to say, I don't recall exactly, but I think it's the same thing. He asks that, when you're pinpointing to one day, so that's much less of a chashash than when you're talking about a whole year where they're going to remember back to. So it's much less likely, I guess that's your kasha, right? It's much less likely that they're going to remember back to one day. The Rosh Hashanah, I believe, leaves it as a kasha. You can take a look. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara Vayter. So if you're going to be bothered by that, that's why Tashmar Davarach Shinekshu Yisrael Al Shuyislav Nekshu Al Shabbos. That's why we give the second reason, that we're more chashed on violating Shemitah than we are on violating Shabbos. Now, the Rambam, although, again, our machlokas is machlokas Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and we're right now explaining the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, in general, when it comes to Din D'oraisa, doesn't think it's necessary to be Kone Shogeg Atu Mezid. But when it comes to Shemitah, he thinks it's an exception because people take it too lightly. The Rambam happens to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that in general on a Din D'oraisa, we should be Kone Shogeg Atu Mezid. Yet the Rambam quotes both of these reasons. Both of these explanations given in the Gemara, why we're machmir to make a knas, even b'shogeg, by Shemitah, the Rambam quotes. So the Achronim ask on the Rambam, these reasons are only to explain Rav Meir. According to Rav Yehuda, it's very good why you'd be Kone Shogeg Atu Mezid by Shemitah. Shemitah is a Din D'oraisa, and Rav Yehuda holds, by all Dinim D'oraisa, you're Kone Shogeg Atu Mezid. So why does the Rambam quote these reasons? So in the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, in Siman Yud Zayin, he explains very pashut that the Rambam quotes these reasons because, yes, Rabbi Yehuda holds by all Dinim D'oraisa, Rekone Shogeg Atu Mezid, and Shemitah is a Din D'oraisa, but throughout history it hasn't always been the Oraisa. Right? Shemitah, there is manim throughout history where Shemitah is only observed midrabanan. The Rambam is trying to show that even during periods of time where Shemitah is only observed midrabanan, still we should be koneh shogeg atumezid because of these reasons, because Klal Yisrael is not as nizar, because people are going to be able to cheshvan back to it, right? So still we're going to be koneh shogeg atumezid. Now that, we've so far dealt with the steer within Rav Meir. What about the steer within Rabbi Yehuda? Again, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that on Dinim Doraisa, so that's when we should be koneh shogeg atumezid. Yet when it came to Shemitah, Rabbi Yehuda said, now let's only make it also b'mezid. B'mezid, Yaakov, if you did it b'shogeg, you could leave it. Why wasn't he koneh shogeg atumezid by Shemitah? So Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha. V'asid Rabbi Yehuda chamir lehu shviyas. It happens to be Rabbi Yehuda lived in a place where people took Shemitah very, very seriously. That for whatever reason, sometimes in certain communities, they take certain halachos extremely seriously, where in other where certain things that are even more important, they won't take as seriously. It seems backwards sometimes that they'll take certain things very seriously, but they won't take other things seriously. So, for instance, you have the famous Gemara Maseches Yuma, right? The Gemara tells in Maseches Yuma the crazy story that on Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara said that there was a Maisa with Shnei Kohanim that were running up the ramp, right, to do the Avoda, and one of them got within 4 amos of the other one, so the guy took out a knife and stabbed the other one, and he killed him because he wanted to be able to run and do the Avoda first. So the Gemara says that the guy who was stabbed was still, he still had some life to him, he was still being mefarper there on the ground, and his father came over, umatzuk shu mefarper amar harehu kaparaschem v'adayim b'ni mefarper v'lo nitma sakin. Oh look, the knife isn't tama yet because my son's still alive. And the Gemara says, "Lamdecha." You see from there, "Shakash aleim taras kelim yoser mishvichas damim." He was more worried. The kid's own father was more worried about the taras kelim than he was about shvichas damim, than he was about the death of his own son, the murder of his own son. So you find that just because something is treated more severely doesn't mean it is more severe. People tend to treat certain things; they take certain things very seriously. In Rabbi Yehuda's town, they took Shemitah very seriously. That's the Shulchan Aruch actually paskins in Yardea, Simin Kuf Yud Zayin, I think it is. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that in Simin Kuf Yud Tes, Sif Hey, Shulchan Aruch paskins that someone who's Chashar al-Davar Chamor, Chashar al-Davar Kal is not necessarily Chashad on a davar chamur, because you can't take into account what we know to be a davar kal and davar chamur. It's whatever people treat as more chamur, more kal. So if someone treats a davar kal to be very chamur, he might not violate the davar kal, but would violate something that's in fact more chamur than it, because he doesn't treat it as being more chamur. It's all a matter of perception of what people perceive as being the davar chamur or davar kal. Anyway, the Gemara demonstrates how in Rabbi Yehuda's town they took Shemitah so seriously, because when two people got into a fight, Daud Amalei L'Chaveiro, one guy says to his friend, Dayar Bar Dayarta, he says, oh, you're a ger, the son of a giyores. He calls into question his yichus. So Amalei, the other one, responds, Anolo achli peri d'shviyas kavaseich, at least I don't eat Shemitah fruits like you do. Now, there's no issur in eating Shemitah fruits. But you see, they took Shemitah so seriously that the greatest insult he could hurl at him was that you eat Shemitah fruits. So that's you see that they took that particular issur very seriously. I saw Shar Mitzvah Ba'alacha quotes a Chuvus Maharimi Brona, Simon Reish Beis, about a story where two guys were in a fight, and one guy said to the other, at least I'm not a mamzer. So the Shaila was, there's Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Chav Ches, where the Gemara says that someone who calls his friend a mamzer should get lashes. So the Shaila was, should they punish this guy for saying, at least I'm not a mamzer? Was he calling his friend a mamzer? So he brings a raya from this Gemara, that he says he wasn't calling his friend a mamzer. He says, ani eini mamzer is not calling your friend a mamzer. You have to say, ani eini mamzer kavaseich. Right, that's when you're calling the guy a mamzer, because you see in this Gemara when he was saying that I don't need peros shviyas, he says I don't need peros shviyas kavaseich. That's when it's considered an accusation that the other guy eats peros shviyas. Okay, you can question the raya in general, but the Rama in Chosha Mishpat Simon Tav Chaf thinks that there should not, this is not a chilik whether you add kavaseich or you don't add kavaseich. Be that as it may, the Gemara is now going to try to bring a series of rayos regarding Rav Meir and Kone Shogeg Atumezid. Again, Rav Meir's shita was that on Drabbanans we are Kone Shogeg Atumezid, because Drabbanans people don't take seriously enough, so we have to put our foot down and be kone shogeg atumeis. So says Gemara Tashema, achal truma tumeya mishalim chulin torin. If a person bishogeg eats truma tumeya, when he pays back his karen v'chomesh, when he pays back for eating it, he should use chulin torin to pay back. Shilim chulin tumeya mahu, well, because he's supposed to pay back with something that could theoretically become truma. Even though it's not truma, he's paying back with chulin, with his own stuff, but it has to be tar, because it has to be something that potentially could have become truma. So shilim chulin tumeyim. What if he paid back with chulin tumeyim? So amar sumchus mishum rameir b'shogeg tashlum of tashlumin b'meizid ain't tashlum of tashlumin. If he did it b'shogeg, so the payment counts. If he did it b'meizid, the payment doesn't count. V'chamrom rechadze v'chadze tashlum of tashlumin v'chozer mishalim chulin torim. The chum say either way the payment counts. Meaning it's going to belong to the Kohen, it's going to count as payment of Truma, but then he has to go back and pay Chulin Torim again. And we ask on that, why when he do it B'mezid does it not count? Shouldn't it be a positive? Meaning after all, he ate something that was Truma Tameya, which the Kohen couldn't eat when he was Tamei. Right? The Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma Tameya even when he's Tamei. Rashi quotes, Ha'ochel Truma B'tumas Haguf B'misa V'afilu Hi Tameya. Someone eats Truma when they are Tamei, even if the Truma's also Tamei. It's a violation of an Isser. And I'm paying him back with Chulin Tamei, which is mutter for him to eat when he's Tamei. So why should I be penalized again to pay again when I be mazed to pay back Chulin Tamei? I'm paying him back something that's better than what I ate from him. So Vamir Rava, Varmila, Kidim, Chisur Mechsra, Vahachi Katani. Achal Truma Tamei, Mishalim Kaldu. If you ate Truma Tamei, you pay back whatever you want. Achal Truma Tahora, Mishalim Chulin Tahorim. Shilim Chulin Tamei and Mahu. If you ate Truma Tahora, you're supposed to pay back Chulin that's Tahar. What if you paid back Chulin that's Tamei when you ate Truma Tahora? That's the Shaila. So Sumkles Omar, Mishum Rameir, so Rameir holds Bishogig Tashlum of Tashlumin, Bemezid ain't Tashlum of Tashlumin. That if you did it Bishogig, the payment counts. If you did it Bemezid, it doesn't count. V'cham Ramechaze V'chaze Tashlum Tashlumin. V'cham say, either way it counts. V'chozer Mishalim Chulin. But you're going to have to pay back Chulin Torin again. What are they arguing about? What's Rameir and the Chum arguing about? Whether we're Kone Shoge Gatu Mezid. Apparently Rameir on this Isser Derabanan is not Kone Shoge Gatu Mezid. So if Rameir on this Isser Derabanan is not Kone Shoge Gatu Mezid, this seems to be a raya against what we just said. Our whole Gemara, our whole Sugi has been pointing to the fact that Rameir thinks people don't take the Rabbanon seriously enough, and therefore, bedafka by dinim the Rabbanon, we should be konei shogeg atumezin. So says Gemara Hachi Hashi, you can't compare the two. Hasam gavru l'shlume kamechavin anan nekum v'liknesei. No, we're not going to be konei shogeg atumezin when you're trying to make amends, you're trying to do good, meaning you know you ate truma tahor and you know you have to pay back. So you're trying to pay it back. You mean it sincerely. You don't know. You didn't know that you weren't allowed to pay back chulin tumeim. You thought you were allowed to. So if a guy is trying to pay back, he's trying to do the right thing, it doesn't make sense for us to get up and to make a knas. The Shar Mitzian Valachovir quoted a Chuvas Imre David, Simon Kuftes Vav, who wanted to suggest that the knas, that when the Sefer Torah falls, that people have to fast, doesn't apply if a person was trying to do hagba in the Torah and dropped the Sefer Torah, which one would imagine is probably the most common situation where a Sefer Torah falls. And he says that why doesn't it apply? Because the guy is trying, he's trying to do right, he's trying to do good, he's trying to go and do a mitzvah. How can you make a knas when he's trying to do a mitzvah? Which would be strange, because the only time then, when would you exactly be kones for a Sefer Torah falling? When are you handling a Sefer Torah and not trying to do a mitzvah? When you just happen to be moving it? Generally, when you're taking the Sefer Torah, it's to do some sort of mitzvah, whether it be to do Hagbar, to do Kriyas HaTorah, or something like that. So it's an unusual tshuva. Okay, anyway, says Gemara Vayter Tashma, another possible raya regarding Rav Meir's Shita about Kone Shogeg Atumezid. Dam shenitma v'zarku b'shogeg kurtza. If dam became tamei and b'shogeg they did the zrikas adam anyway, so it counts. B'mezid lo hurtza, but if they did it b'mezid, then it doesn't count. Why? Says Rashi, lo hurtza midrabanan uknasu lesser baser ba'achila v'baylu neschapru. This is only a knas midrabanan, meaning clearly on a daraisa level, the carbon worked as a kapara, the baylu got the kapara, but you're not allowed to eat the meat because it's a knas midrabanan. So v'hach zrikas now this zrika of dam that became tamei is only in this drabanan on the darais level that sits as meratze, and you're allowed to be zorek dam that became tamei. So it was only in this drabanan. And nevertheless, what do you see? What do we expect from Rav Meir and Nissan Rabban? We certainly expect Rav Meir to say that we're going to be Kone Shogi Gatu Mezid, that you have to come down harder in Nissan Rabbanan. Yet what do we find in this Mishnah? That no, that we're not Kone Shogi Atu Mezid. That B'Shogi we let it go. So it says Gemara, Amal Chara Meir Hachi Hashra. You can't compare. Hasam Gavra L'Chvuri Kamechave Na Na Nekum Niknasei. How can we make a knas on a guy who's trying to get a kapara? If he's trying to do a mitzvah, he's trying to get a kapara, you can't make a knas on a guy like that. If you look at Rashi and Tosos, the obvious problem is, where's Rav Meir in that Mishnah? It doesn't say Rav Meir's name anywhere. How can we ask a kasha on Rav Meir from a Mishnah that tells us that we weren't Koni Shogeg Gatu Mezid on it in the Rabbanon? It doesn't say Rav Meir doesn't even come up in that Mishnah. So it says Rashi, Dibur Masal Anan Nekum Nikma say, Vuhu Adin Demasi Lishmi Hamani Rabbi Yudahi. Truth is, we could have just answered that Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rabbi Yudah. Dolo Konis Bedrabbanon, the Alav Stam Mishnah, he Yala Brisi. It's not even a Stam Mishnah. Normally, a Stam Mishnah, you would say Rav Meir. This isn't even a Stam Mishnah, it's a Brisa. But we'd rather answer it by saying that it could even be going like Rav Meir. That makes the kasha very, very weak, no? The whole kasha of the Gemara was, I'd like this brisa to be going like Rav Meir, so how can we make it fit according to Rav Meir? It wasn't really a kasha at all, because if we couldn't make it fit according to Rav Meir, nishkeferlech, you know, wouldn't be a problem at all, because it doesn't say Rav Meir's name. Tosus, whoever understands that, no, it has to be a real kasha over here. Tosus dam shenitma v'zarko v'im tomer my kasha le Rav Meir v'alav stam asnisni the brisi ba'kom etzraba. It's not a stam mishnah. This is a brisa. Says Tosus v'yeshlomer the samicha stam asnisni the ketzat solin. This was a brisa that was expounding upon a stam mishnah. Right, that if you did the zrikas adam, then you find out that it was tamei. The tzitz makes it okay. V'diyek b'gemara time of the achar kach noda hanoda v'achar kach nizrak lo makes it sound like if you knew it was tamei before you did the zrika, it wouldn't work. U'maisi brisa de mefarsha behedya, and this brisa is the expansion and the explanation of that mishnah. So we want to assume, or it's reasonable to assume, whoever wrote this brisa, whoever the author of this brisa is also the author of the Stam Mishnah in Psachim, and the Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. That's why it is a kasha, because we assume Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. Tashma, a third raya. Hamaaser b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Yochal b'Mezid lo Yochal. Someone takes Maestros on Shabbos b'Shogeg, so you can eat from it. B'Mezid, he did it b'Mezid, he's not allowed to eat from it. So again, it's only in Nisid Rabbanon, and you see that b'Shogeg we're not going to make the Knas. This is a Stam Mishnah. Right, that's why it's a kasha on Rav Meir. Right, Tosfos points out Mishni he perik sheni the trumas v'chenei da matil kelim, which we're going to ask from because it's Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. Fine, so we're going to ask from the Stam Mishnah. So this is a Stam Mishnah where we see that we are not koneh shogegatu mezid by din drabanan. So again, says Gemara, Hachiyasha, Hasam Gavra L'Skunika Mechavin, Anan Leikam L'Likna, say, the guy's trying to do good. He's trying to be misakin his produce. He's not trying to do something wrong. So it's unfair to make a knas on him when he's trying to do something right. The Maram Shik has a tshuva in Yerodeyasim Kuf Pei Zayin, where he was asked about various chumras that women took upon themselves when it came to tevila. And the Maram Shik was asked about a woman who was machmira la'atzma, if she saw dam in the morning, she wouldn't do a hefsek tari even that evening. She would wait an extra day before doing a hefsek tari. So the shaila was, what if her lel tevila, based on when she did her hefsek tari, comes out on Friday night? Should we allow her to go to the mikvah? Because Pesach Teshuva says if a woman adds an extra day and makes her Leil Tevila, let's say instead of 5 days before the Zayinikim, she counts six on purpose, and makes her Leil Tevila fall out on Shabbos, we're not going to allow her to go on Shabbos. So will you make a knas for this woman? So Maram Shik says, it depends. If she's stam doing it just because she wants to, so then we wouldn't allow her. Perhaps we would not allow her to go to the mikvah. But if she's doing it as a tzad, as a chumrah, where she has some sort of halachic chumrah that she thinks is worthwhile to keep, and she's doing it l'shem mitzvah and l'shem shemayim, whatever chumrah may be that she's being machmir on herself, then you can't be koneser. And again, our Gemara. He quotes Gittin Nun Dalet. Why can't you be koneser? Because someone is trying to do the right thing. L'skunik ha-mechavim, l'chaparak ha-mechavim. Someone's trying to do the right thing. They're trying to be machmir. They're doing l'shem shemayim. You can't make a kenas on such a person who's trying to do something l'shem shemayim. Okay. Says Gemara Vayter Tashma, a fourth possible raya. Hamat bil kelim b'shabbos b'shogeg yishtamish ben b'meiz lo yishtamish ben. If someone tovelt kelim on Shabbos, if he did it b'shogeg, you're allowed to use them. If he did it b'meiz, you're not allowed to use them. Being tovelt kelim on Shabbos is only an issur d'rabbanan, and we see that we were not kone shogeg atu mezid. Says the Gemara again, hachi hasha, it's a faulty comparison. Hasam gavra l'tore monika mechavin anan lekam v'liknasei. Again, the guy is trying to be metayer his kelim. Why should we make a knas on him when he means to do so, when he means so well? Says the Gemara, v'rami d'rabi yudah b'drabanan. Up until now, we focused on Rabbi Meir. Now let's ask a stira within Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that thought that by Durabanans we should not be Kone Shogeg Atu Mezid. Detani, we have a brisa, Nafu Vinispatzu Echad Shogeg Vechad Mezid Lo Yalu Divra Meir of Rabbi Yehuda. That if Egoze Perech, Rashi says, which are not Batel, even Be'elef, because they're considered, each one is considered a Davar Chashuv. So it falls into Utarovis, it does not become Batel when it's whole. But then it gets crushed, it becomes Batel. So crushing it is only an issur d'rabbanan. Being mevatel yisur l'chadchila by crushing it after it's fallen in is only an issur d'rabbanan. So if you violated the issur d'rabbanan being mevatel yisur, whether you did it b'shogeg or b'mezid, it's not going to become batel. We're going to make a knas that it's not going to be called batel because you tried to do an issur l'chadchila, you tried to be mevatel yisur l'chadchila, which is an issur d'rabbanan. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds even b'shogeg that we're going to be Kornei Shogeg Atu Mezid. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shogeg Yalu, Rabbi Mezid Lo Yalu. That there's a chiluk between Shogeg and Mezid. But v'ahacha, demi daraisa, chad betray batal. On the daraisa level, it was batal as soon as it fell in, even though it was sold, because it's batal berov. V'rabbanan hu degazer, it was only an issur d'rabbanan that existed at the time, prior to you crushing it. V'kakanus, Rabbi Yehuda still makes a knas for being mevatel an issur d'rabbanan l'chadchila, and being mevatel issur l'chadchila is only an issur d'rabbanan probably. So it's Rabbi Yehuda makes a knas b'shogeg even when the violation was only an issur d'rabbanan. So answers Gemara, no, hasmei netam Rabbi Yehuda mishum da'asi li'arume. Over there we have to worry that you're going to do a harama and you're going to say, oh, I was shogeg and I didn't mean to be mevatel them. It was totally a shogeg and you're really going to do it b'mezid. So over there it's too easy to try to be deceitful. That's why Rabbi Yehuda's machmir. V'rami Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi. Why don't we ask a seer within Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi just said that when it comes to Nisid Rabbanan, we're not going to be Kone Shogeg Atu Mezid. It's not Nitiya Shal Arla V'Shal Kile Akerim Shenis Arvu B'Nitiyos Acheros. If you have Arla or Kile Akerim that's mixed in with other Nitiyos, Hareza Lo Yalakit, you're not allowed to be Malakit, you're not allowed to pick it out. The Imlikit, meaning Hareza Lo Yalakit, so long as it's in its place, Rashi explains, it's mechubar, it's considered chashuv, and it's not going to become batel. V'imlikeit, but if you do pick it out of the ground, so it's no longer a davar chashuv, because it's no longer mechubar, yalu bechem masayim, it becomes batel. Ublevach lo yiskavin lakit, as long as you didn't do it l'chadchila, as long as you didn't have that kavana, b'mezit. Rabbi Yossi Omer Afa Miskavin Lakid Yalu Be'achur Masayim. Rabbi Yossi says it's always going to become Batel, even if that was your Kavana, even if you were doing it B'mezid. So you see, according to Rabbi Yossi, even B'mezid it does become Batel. Yet Rabbi Yossi on the second line of this page said that B'shogeg Yalu B'mezid Lo Yalu. When it came to the egos that fell into the mixture, he said only B'shogeg it's going to become Batel, B'mezid it won't. So says Gemara, Ha'idmar Allah Amarav Chazak Inad Moses Karma B'netiyah Achas. We have a Chazak, a person would never ask his whole field or his whole vineyard with one extra netiyah. So since it's a davar, it's something that's not shchiach at all, that a person would ever get involved. involved with, so we're not so concerned. And that's why we're going to be mekil, even if he doesn't be mazed, because it's such a milsad lo shchiach that a person is going to ruin his whole field by putting one netiyah of orla right in the middle of the whole field and cause himself problems like that. New Mishnah. If Kohanim makes something pigul in the base of Mikdash on purpose, they're chayiv to pay for doing so. If a Kohen was involved in taros with somebody, and then he says, oh, by the way, the taros that I have done with you have become tamei, he's involved in someone's karbanos, and then he tells him, by the way, the karbanos I was bringing for you, I made them all pigle, neman, he's believed. But if he says, remember last week I was touching your taros, well, guess what? I was tame then. It's all tame. Or zvachm shasisi mach biyam ploni nispag. Or he says, remember that time when I was dealing with your karbanos? Well, I made them all piggle. Eino neman. He's not believed. Meaning, if he's currently involved, he's believed to say that he messed it up. But if it was something from the past, he's not believed to say he messed it up. Maishon Reisha, Maishon Seifa, why the difference? Sam Rabbi, Kol Sheh B'yado Ne'aman. Whenever it's B'yado, whenever it's within his control, he's believed. So since he's still currently involved, then he'd be believed. If you were not still currently involved, where it's no longer B'yado to be Metamiyah, to be Mefagilit, he would not be believed. Rava Amar Kigon Da Ashkechev Lo Amarle V'lamid Yilbasar Achi Ashkechev Amarle. Rava says, no, the pshat is that the in between the time when he's talking about what he did in the past, in between that time when he was dealing with the taros or was dealing with the karbanos, he's seen this guy a few times and he never said a word to him. And now one day he just wakes up and says, oh yeah, by the way, that was pigle, that was tame. Now, we're not going to believe him. Only if it's right at the first opportunity, he tells him that he's going to have ne'amanos. Who damle l'chavri taros shesisimach biyam ploni nitmu? Guy says to his friend, the taros I was dealing with on that day, last week, whatever, are tame. Asal kabed Rabbi Ami, amalei shur sadin eino ne'aman. Rabbi Ami says, me ikra din, he's not believed. Amr the fun of Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Ata Omer Kane, Hachiam Rabbi Yochum, Misham Rabbi Yossi, Maesa Shatara Aminaso. You say that he's not believed, but guess what? Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yossi that what can we do? The Torah believes him. Hechan Aminaso, where do we find that the Torah believes the guy to say that Taros that he was dealing with are Tamei? Amr Visa Barbisna, Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippur Miyachdiya. A Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur should be the ultimate sign, the ultimate example of showing that we believe a person to say he messed up. The Chiyam or Pigul Mehemd, if the Kohen Gadol would come out and say, guess what? The Avodah I did today was Pigul, he's believed. Umunaya Dina, but what do you mean? How are we ever going to know that it's pigle? Vaksiva kol adam lo yev al moi. Pasuk says no one's allowed to be there with him. How are we going to know that he made a pigle? El lav mishum demamin. It must be that he tells us, and we believe him. I frankly more of a dumb de shamane de pagil. Maybe we're standing outside and we're listening, and we hear him say, "I'm having machshavos to eat this chutzlus mana." Right? Meaning we hear him saying that it's going to be pigle. So he loved him having afakav de shamane nami lamem de dumel basar achi kamar. If it weren't that he were believed, it still wouldn't be pigle, even if we heard it, because how do we know that he's not saying that after he's already done? We don't see him. Maybe he's already finished, and that's when he's saying it, so it's too late to make a pigle. Vidum of the chazine bepishpesh. So Rashi goes through exactly where these peepholes were, but apparently there were holes that you were able to look through and to see what he was doing. Maybe we heard it while we were looking through, and we saw that he was still doing the avodah. So kasha, so the ena chinami. That's difficult. Ha'udasal kamed Rabbi Ami. A guy came to Rabbi Ami. Amalei sefer Torah shekzafti l'ploni askor shalolok safti l'shman. I wrote a sefer Torah for somebody, charged him $50,000 for it. Guess what? I didn't write any of the shemos Hashem in the whole sefer Torah l'shma. So Amalei sefer Torah beyond me. He says, who has the Torah now? Amalei bialokeh. The guy paid me $50,000 for it. He's got it. Amalei nemanat alafsit schar chaviyata nemanafsit sefer Torah. You got to give back the $50,000, but the sefer Torah is still kosher. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah nihide hifsit schar askaros schar the sefer Torah kulei mi hifsit. Wait a second. Why should you have to give back the whole $50,000? Just give back the amount of money it will cost to pay a sofer to fix the askaros, to fix the shemos Hashem. The rest of the sefer Torah is fine. So Amalei in shekol sefer Torah shein askaros shalok suvus l'shman eno shavu klum. Now any sefer Torah that the askaros are not written l'shma, is absolutely worthless. Why don't you just write over the Shemos Hashem and fix it? We must be assuming against Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanan, Haresha Yitzarach Licht of Hashem, and Eskav and Licht of Yehuda. A guy was supposed to write the Shem Hashem, and he tries to write Yehuda instead. V'tov, Elohito Bodalus, Mavril of Kulmus Umakacho, and he accidentally leaves out the Dalit, so he ends up with the Shem Hashem, but it was clearly Shalal Shema. You could just write over it again. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda holds. So if that were the case over here, you should be able, if we held like Rabbi Yehuda over here, you should be able to do the same thing. And the Chachamim say, no, it's that the Shem is not Min HaMuvchar. Just two more lines. Says Gemara, no, afilu teim Rabbi Yehuda. We can even say that we're going like Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lo Rabbi Yehuda ela b'chada askara. Rabbi Yehuda only says that when it's one Shem Hashem, that you can write over it and make it l'shma and fix the whole Torah. Aval dekulei sefer Torah, lo! Mishum demechzi kemenumar. But an entire sefer Torah you're going to make like that? Then the sefer Torah is going to be a spotted sefer Torah all over the place. The Shem Hashem are going to have to be fixed. That Rabbi Yehuda would not allow. Okay. Oh, I do. I thought it was Thursday. Okay, I'm sorry. Who does el kamei d'Rabbi? Fantastic. There's what to say. Who does el kamei d'Rabbi Avo? I should do that every day. Someone came in front of Rabbi Avo. Amar lei sefer Torah shekasafti leploni gvilin shelo lo ivadetim l'shman. Someone says the sefer Torah that I've written for Ploni, the gvilin, the klafim, I didn't tan them l'shma. I didn't do the ibul l'shma on the klafim of the sefer Torah. So Amar lei said to him, sefer Torah. Who's got the Sefer Torah right now? Amr Lei Biyad Lokech. He says the Lokech has it. He paid me 50 grand for it. He's got the Sefer Torah. Amr Lo, Mitoksha Ata Neman Lahafsit Scharcha, Ata Neman Lahafsit Sefer Torah. Since you're Neman, as opposed to what we said before, where we said that you're Neman to lose your own Schar, but you're not Neman to make the Sefer Torah apostle, he says, since you're Neman to lose your Schar, you're Neman to make the Sefer Torah apostle as well. Frek the Gemara, why is this different than the previous case? Umayishna midrabi ami. Why is this different than the case where the guy said, I wrote the Shemos Hashem Shelo Lishma, where we told him he's Neman to lose the Sefer Torah, but he's not to lose the Schar, but he's not Neman to make the Sefer Torah apostle. Says the Gemara, Hasam ikal lememar tai bidrabi yirmiya. Hacha kivin to kamafsid kuli igre, va'asava amar emor kushta kamar. No, because over there, the guy likely didn't think he was going to lose all of his schar. So therefore we say that he's, because we assume that he's lying, because he's just trying to bother them and annoy them, because he doesn't think he's going to lose from it. He comes and he says, yeah, I didn't write the Shemos L'shma. He thinks he's still going to get $48,000, he's still going to get most of the schar, and he's just going to annoy them and make their Sefer Torah apostle. And that's why he might be lying, because he figures, I might as well drive them crazy if I can. But over here, he knows he's going to lose his schar. He knows that this is about the whole Torah. When the klaf, whether there's no ibul d'shma in the klaf, it's going to ruin the entire Torah. So in that case, there's no way he'd be lying. Why would he lie to lose $50,000? He wouldn't lie when he knows it means he's going to lose his entire schar, and therefore he has more ne'amanus and he's going to be mafsid the entire sefer Torah. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Tshuva and Simon Beis, and also the Avodas HaGershuni and Simon Samachay deal with a minhag that apparently Sofram had, that when they would be ma'abid the klapim, when they would tan the hides for stam, they would do it l'shem sefer Torah tefillin. They would always say, we're doing this l'shem sefer Torah tefillin. So the shaila that they deal with is that a klaf that's nev of l'shem tefillin is usher to write a sefer Torah on, because sefer Torah has a more chamer kedusha than tefillin does, right? So is it enough to do an ibud l'shem sefer Torah utfillin? So meaning, generally you would say, well, they're doing l'shem sefer Torah tefillin, whichever one we later decide, and they'll rely on breira. But according to what we're saying now, the idea of ibul d'shma is a din d'oraisa, right? If the Rishonim paskin that ibul d'shma is a din d'oraisa, generally we paskin that ain't breira on a d'oraisa. We don't rely on breira when it comes to a d'oraisa. So how can we justify this minhag? So I believe Rabbi Kiva Eger says we should not justify this minhag. They should not say it's l'shem sefer Torah tefillin. They should say we're doing the ibul l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, and al tenai that we should be allowed to change our minds later to change it for tefillin. But you can't do it l'shem sefer Torah tefillin. It has to be l'shem sefer Torah if you want it to have the full kedusha. you can add a Tanai to it, that if you, that you should make a Tanai, that you should be allowed to change it for Kedushas Tefillin as well. Okay, one more quick Vart. The Chasam Sofer in Yardin, Simon Samach Tes, says that one of his Talmidim asked him, on our Mishnah, Kohanim who make something pigle b'migdash b'mezir are chayiv. So Chasam Sofer said, one of the Talmidim asked, but at the time the Kohen is doing the Avodah, he's wearing klayim, the big day Kohen have shatnes. And if he's doing an Avodah's pigle, he's not doing Avodah. So he's wearing shatnes, shalom b'shas Avodah, he should chayiv Malkus for wearing the shatnes. Ein adam loko mishalim. You can't have to pay when you do chiv malkus and the chiv mamon at the same time. You're not chayiv for both. You're only going to get the malkus. You're not going to get the mamon. So you're not going to have to pay the mamon. So how could the kohen who makes something pigle, how could he have to pay a sharp kasha? No. So Chasam Sofer says it must be that the machshavas pigle is so quick, it's not the shear of the amount of time that you need to be wearing shatnes to get malkus for. Because the machshavas pigle could be in a split second and the karun the whole thing without having the shear of malkus. For Kai.